If you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We'll read from there in a second. I'd like to spend the few moments I have with you tonight to talk about wisdom of men. We all know that there are a lot of preachers and teachers out in the various denominations and even in the body of Christ that use many stories and inspirational quotes and wise words from men in history or even themselves to get points across that we see in Scripture. I want to ask you tonight, how can we preach God's Word if we don't use God's Word? We're not to use our own human wisdom or other people's wisdom that we see in history. If you will, read with me in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. It says, "In my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Our faith shouldn't be in human wisdom. We should have our faith in the power of God. If you would turn with me to Proverbs chapter 14. Proverbs 14. And reading in verse 12, it says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." So why are we not to... Why are we not to have faith in human wisdom? Well, because man is not always right. To be honest with you, I don't think man is ever right, but the Scriptures are right. In Proverbs chapter 12, a couple of chapters back, in verse 15, it says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise." We are wise if we heed counsel. We are wise if we heed teachings, and that is the teaching of God's Word. If you would turn with me to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Here we see what we are to teach. It says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." We're to teach the Scriptures. We're not to use our own words. We're not to use our wisdom, but God's wisdom, the words that He has given to us to use. This is inspired words, and why wouldn't we use those words? Colossians 3 and verse 17 says, "And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Whatever we say and whatever we do, we are to do it in the name of the Lord, and that is in accordance with His Word. So I'd like to suggest to you tonight that it would be wise of you to heed God's teaching. Heed counsel. And God's Word tells us that in order to be saved, we must believe and be baptized. In Mark 16:16, it says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned." And then after we do believe and we are baptized and we have begun our walk, in Revelation 2 and verse 10, later on in that verse it says, "Be faithful until death and I will give you the crown of life." I want to receive that crown of life. Do you? We are to be faithful unto death. We are to obey God's Word. And then we are to proclaim it to the world. We are to teach God's Word. So I'd like to offer the invitation at this time to any of those here tonight that have not been baptized, have not started their walk with God, have not confessed Christ's name. Do so at this time. We are not guaranteed tomorrow. We are guaranteed this time, right now. The Lord will come as a thief in the night. We don't know when. And if you are here tonight and you have started your Christian walk and you have been baptized and been saved, but you have fallen off that path, I suggest that you come forward this time and make your life right with God. So if there are any of you that we can assist in making your life right with God, please come as we stand and sing.